With today's Feast of the Holy Innocents, we complete a kind of Christmas sanctoral trilogy of the first martyr, proto-martyr, St. Stephen, St. John the Virgin, and the Holy Innocents, virgin martyrs. And the theme of virginity calls to mind the Blessed Mother in the stable and the innocence of the God-man, his incorruptible flesh as a sign of his holiness. And the theme of martyrdom, we wear red vestments, even though we are still within the octave. We celebrate each of these days as Christmas, but we celebrate Christmas with red vestments and sing the praises of the martyrs because our Lord comes to suffer and die for us, and these feasts of the martyrs recall that that truth, that profound and wonderful and terrible truth of our Lord's victimhood. And in a particular way, in today's feast day of the Holy Innocents, we return very, very close to the Christmas theme with the feast of St. Stephen and St. John. Of course, we're celebrating individuals who lived after the time of our Lord's infancy. But today we celebrate the feast of virgin martyrs who are connected to that infancy and who suffer precisely because Christ is a victim. Our Lord is the target of the wrath of Herod. He is looking for Jesus, and he slaughters the innocents in the hope and expectation that our Lord would be among one of the dead bodies that were produced by this massacre of innocents. And so our Lord's suffering already begins. And interestingly, it begins in us. The church has not yet been established, and yet we already have martyrs. We have those who have been baptized in blood, made members of Christ and children of God, because Christ has loved them and has allowed them, even in their infancy, to profess their faith in him and to praise his holy name. That's the paradox, the miracle, the mystery that we celebrate today, that even these infants who could not form the name of Jesus, who were not capable of going to Bethlehem, to the manger and adoring our Lord, even with the simplicity of the shepherds, are nevertheless able to adore him even more eloquently by shedding their blood. And so today we praise the mystery of our Lord's suffering, his infant suffering. We praise the mystery of the power that God has invested in Christmas and in all those who are associated with Christmas, even the holy innocents who are unable to profess that outwardly by their use of their intellect. We also praise God for the gift of his grace, which is given to us in baptism, and we profess our faith in the power of baptism even for infants. You know, we maintain that in the Roman Catholic Church and insist upon it and defend it against all opposition, because we know that it is the will of God and the power of God to make even children who are before the age of reason subject to his grace and cleansed by his grace. Very often on this Feast of the Holy Innocents, we remember those who are slaughtered in the abortion holocaust, and we do so with compassion for all the victims of abortion, which include in many cases the women and sometimes young girls who are coerced by their fathers, their boyfriends, their mothers, sometimes their grandparents, to get abortions, and then the rest of their life suffer the guilt and the memory of their abortions. We invoke God's mercy upon them, and we know that the Catechism tells us that we may hope that that God has made provision for them. The Church still teaches the doctrine of limbo, and you know, there are many theories that go around in theological and apologetical circles about what happens to children who are aborted, you know, and Father Eitenauer has, I don't know what his position is specifically on the question of whether aborted babies go to heaven, but as an exorcist, he believes that abortion is really a diabolical method of human sacrifice that has been devised by Satan. In any case, you know, we place all of our hope in God, and we understand his power, and we invoke that power on all those who suffer, and, you know, in a particular way, all those who suffer through the abortion holocaust. But, you know, we can't use speculation as a method of teaching the faith to those that are around us. We must all throw ourselves on the mercy of God and trust in his wisdom. You know, when we confront a mystery like the martyrdom of the Holy Innocents, we are inspired to put our trust in the Lord, and inspired to persevere in difficult circumstances, which is what we find ourselves in today in the face of the culture of death and those who hold the controls of the gears of the machine of power in our country. You know, we are in God's hands. There's a line in I think Henry V in Shakespeare's play where the English are at the sort of at the mercy of the French at a certain point, and one of the king's advisors says, "Well, we're in their hands now." And he said, "No, we're not in their hands, we're in God's hands." And in reality, that's the truth. Whoever is the enemy of the faith, whether it's Herod or the purveyors of the culture of death, we are not in their hands. We are in God's hands. And we must remain there by our faith and by our hope in the power of the infant of Bethlehem, who is the great martyr and who washes us in his own blood, and we are made clean and we are victorious as long as we are faithful to the Lord and are united with his death and resurrection.
Fructum ventris tuum.